RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Do you wake up tired? You know, I've asked this before. Are you cranky in the morning? Irritable? Do you have a tendency towards headaches? What about depression? Do you find yourself falling into that every now and then? You know, those are the symptoms of hypoglycemia. And with me today is Susan Smith-Jones, president of Health Unlimited. And Susan, how do you approach hypoglycemia with your clients?
And hi, Michael. Great to be here. I always take a holistic approach because you can't just treat the body and then ignore what's going on with their mind and emotions and their spiritual lives. So in terms of the body, the first thing I always recommend is making sleep a top priority. If you don't get enough sleep, you'll never be able to heal the body. And our bodies were designed to be self-renewing, self-healing, self-rejuvenating. We just need to give the body the right tools. So in addition to sleep, I encourage people to handle stress better. That's the number one reason most people go to doctors, because it causes most diseases if you're always under stress and it's not managed well. So to that end, I recommend that people adopt a meditation program every day, because that will help heal your body and mind and spirit. And then I always recommend to eat an impeccable diet. You want to eschew and say goodbye to all those white-colored foods. Ditch the white stuff, anything made with white sugar and white flour. And you want your plate to be a fiesta of colors. And I'm not talking about candy colors, but I'm talking about the produce. Produce is so good for you. It's the best health care that your money can buy. And get away from eating all your foods cooked. The highest nutritional value in the food you eat is from beautiful raw food, as close to the way nature made it, and whenever possible, organically grown. So that's basically where I start with people. I also get people into a walking program or a exercise program, because that will get your body out of inertia and help give you the energy you need.
That's such a good point. The whole concept, not only the whole food thing as you were going along, but when you brought up the word inertia, because I think that one of the things with hypoglycemia, and also in this segment, we're going to talk about chronic fatigue. And the lead-in was, what do they have in common? And much like anemia, they also deal with a lack of inspiration. There's a feeling of being overwhelmed. And when you listen to everything that Susan had to say in terms of the diet, well, when you look at your plate, it should be appealing. It should be inspiring. It should be so colorful that it makes you feel joyful. That is what a beautiful salad will do for you. However, what you really want is you want to feel joyful from an emotional point of view. And as I discussed in a previous segment about eating an elephant, look at what condition is, whatever it is, whether it's the hypoglycemia or the chronic fatigue, which, and according to medical science, they have no known cause for chronic fatigue. With hypoglycemia, it's sugar, low blood sugar, but stress is the culprit. Because one of the things that stress does is it compromises your calcium, your magnesium, your zinc, your B vitamins, so you can be see how it is a cascading effect of why you'll end up with a condition if you're under severe stress all the time. In addition, it taxes the adrenal glands. One of the roles of the adrenal glands is that when your sugar gets too low, it's supposed to tell your liver to release glycogen, glucose, back into the bloodstream so your cells will have fuel. Chronic fatigue is a different animal, and the way to treat chronic fatigue, in the health food industry, they recommend malic acid and magnesium. What's interesting about magnesium from a symbolic point of view is that it represents inspiration. To fix the adrenals, to deal with stress, you look at pantothenic acid and vitamin C. Pantothenic acid is also another form of inspiration. Without being inspired, it's very hard to get up in the morning and get out of bed and go to work. And if you hate your job, oh my God, that adds stress. It's like it's a built-in horror story. If you really don't like your job, find one thing. It's all you need is one thing about it that you do like. That will give you the inspiration. That will actually help you to overcome the chronic fatigue, the hypoglycemia, the anemia. Of course, diet and supplements. But you're going to have to look and find that one thing that will turn you on, that one thing that will motivate you, that will inspire you. Okay. Looks like we may have a caller on the line. I'm not sure. I can't tell. I don't know. But I don't see any indication here, so let's see what that's about. Hi, you're on the air. Can I help you? I guess not. All right, moving right along. So, Susan, do you have any input into, you know, some of the things that we just covered? Any additional stuff that I may have touched
upon? Yeah, I do. And in terms of the chronic fatigue, I know lots of people feel like 6 months of being completely exhausted and depressed. And even though they sleep, they get out of bed in the morning and they don't feel like they've had a good night's sleep. And it can be so debilitating to the body. And that's where I say that whatever you can do to get better sleep, you know, if there's something you need to take naturally, of course, to help you get sleep, I recommend that. And there have been studies done on how daily meditation improves your immune system and helps heal the body of all kinds of diseases, including chronic fatigue. So if you're not already doing a daily type of meditation, definitely check it out. I've got lots of information on my website about it, but that is very important. And look for something on your calendar that month, like you were saying, to brighten your day, to look forward to. It might be a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday of a Monday off, something in the horizon on your calendar to give you something positive to look forward to. And you need to surround yourself with people that make you laugh. You don't want to hang around with negative people because that just adds to that chronic fatigue.
Well, it certainly does, and they will bring you down quicker than anything you've ever experienced. One of the things that you mentioned, I wanted to, you know, it's amazing that you listen to people talk and you hear something and it triggers a thought in your mind, and if you don't write it down, sometimes you lose it, because I was also looking for something because I wanted to talk about one of the other nutrients that we're going to be dealing with. But I'm going to jump back to chronic fatigue. One of the things that you may also want to do is look at a detox and cleanse program, because in some circles, the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia are kind of tied together, and they think it may be a toxic overload. Because there's no known cure, there's really, or no known cause, there's really no known cure for going about it. So consider that. And as far as the sleep goes, take a look at a good multi-mineral. That's the way to calm yourself down at night. That's the way to help you get to sleep. No tossing, no turning. I'm Michael Schwartz. You've been listening to Radio MD. Stay well.